This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of deaths globally resulting from COVID-19 is more than 338,000, approximately 96,000 in the United States. The number of worldwide infections is above 5.2 million and more than 1.6 million in the U.S. The United States called on the World Health Organization to begin working immediately on investigating the source of the coronavirus and again criticized its handling of the response to the pandemic. Earlier this week, U.S. President Trump threatened in a tweet that the U.S. would permanently halt funding to the United Nations agency if it did not commit to reforms within 30 days. Mr. Trump accuses the agency of being, quote, China-centric. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has defended the WHO's actions since the beginning of the pandemic. President Trump says that he is ordering all state governors to immediately open houses of worship across the nation. The president made the declaration Friday, even though it's not clear if he has the authority to do so. The president says many governors have declared liquor stores and abortion providers as essential services and letting them stay open, but not houses of worship. And he says he's correcting that injustice and calling them essential. Mr. Trump says governors must allow them to reopen right now, and if they don't do it, he'll override them. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had prepared reopening guidelines for houses of worship weeks ago, but the White House had refused to release them, then shifted course. Britain, though the British government says people flying into the United Kingdom will have to self-isolate for 2 weeks and could be fined more than $1,000 if they fail to comply. The government says a quarantine is likely to start in early June and will apply to arrivals from everywhere except Ireland, which has a long-standing free movement agreement with the UK. This is VOA News. Chinese mainland intelligence agencies could set up bases in Hong Kong, raising fears of direct law enforcement and what U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called a death knell for the city's autonomy. A Communist Party leader has unveiled more details about the proposed national security laws for the semi-autonomous city on Friday. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, said her government will fully cooperate with the Chinese parliament to safeguard national security. She said the proposed plan would not affect rights, freedoms, or judicial independence in the city. But pro-democracy activists and politicians in the former British colony do not agree. They have for years opposed such legislation, arguing it could erode its economy, I should say autonomy, guaranteed under the One Country, Two Systems Agreement set out when Hong Kong was returned to China in 1997. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, has apologized for what he called a cavalier answer to a question from a radio show host. He said he should not have been so cavalier after he told a prominent black radio host that African-Americans who back President Donald Trump ain't black. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee quickly moved to address the fallout from his remark, which is interpreted by some as presuming black Americans would vote for him. In a call with the U.S. Black Chamber of Commerce that was added to his public schedule, Biden said he would never take the African-American community for granted. He said he shouldn't have been such a wise guy. He said no one should have to vote for any party based on their race or religion or background. And that was an acknowledgement of the stinging criticism he received in response to his comments, which he made earlier in the day on The Breakfast Club, a radio program that is popular in the black community. The family of slain journalist Jamal Khashoggi said that they've forgiven their father's murderers. His son said in a tweet that we, the sons of martyr Jamal Khashoggi, announced that we pardoned those who killed our father. Khashoggi was last seen at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul in October of 2018, where he'd gone to obtain documents for his impending wedding. His body was reportedly dismembered and removed from the building. His remains were never found. The murder caused a global uproar, tarnishing the image of the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who some Western governments believe ordered the killing. FBI Director Christopher Wray has ordered an internal review into possible misconduct in the investigation of former Trump administration National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The after-action review will examine whether any current employees engaged in misconduct during the course of the investigation and evaluate whether any improvements in FBI policies and procedures need to be made. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.